Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life. Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Hello, everyone, and today I am welcoming back a guest, which I love to do because I know that we don't ever get to cover enough in our episodes, but today I will be welcoming Katrina McCarter to talk about her rebrand as herself. So it seems like a funny thing, but going from running businesses under multiple business names to operating as herself, owning her name and working under it. Now, this is a journey that I'm on. And so I was, again, quite personally invested in listening to this one and understanding her journey. But I met Katrina, I met her through the virtual space, and then we've connected online, and then we've ended up getting to hang out in person. And I just have really enjoyed witnessing Katrina go through this journey, and I really wanted her to share that because I know a lot of the hurdles and obstacles and I guess realizations that she went through, I know a lot of my clients have gone through, and I know myself, I've gone through these processes as well. So this is going to be really helpful. Katrina is your business wingwoman. She's a coach, speaker, author, marketing maven, and play enthusiast. It's probably one of my favorite roles, job titles, you know, that I know. And she just has a fun fact for us, which is that she works a four-day week so she can play more. Hashtag goals. I love what Katrina's creating, and I think you're really going to enjoy this episode, hearing this transformation and journey to working and owning as your own name. Katrina McCarter, enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the podcast, Katrina McCarter.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Emma. Delighted to be back.
I love it. I love having a return guest. I really enjoyed your last episode, but there were things that we touched on in that episode that I thought we really had to cover in a solo episode. So let's kick off with my favorite question. Who are you?
Okay, it's a good one because I probably answer this a little bit differently if someone has listened to the first episode. So how I would say today, if you ask me who am I would actually say that I'm actually a business wingwoman. And what I do is I bring absolute clarity, I bring outrageous confidence, and I bring true commercial success to my clients. And you might say, you know, Katrina, what is that? What does that mean? You know, what is it that you actually do? Well, essentially, I'm a business coach. I'm a data-driven marketer and consultant. I'm a best-selling author, I'm a speaker, and I'm a podcaster.
Oh,
I love it. I'm just like, take my money. I want all that stuff. As a business owner, I want all of those things. And I've had the privilege of meeting you, well, talking to you on the podcast, but having coffee with you in person where we got to share our passion of travel and points. And yep. I've also seen you present, and that was awesome. And it's a great lead into what we're going to talk about today, which is you have gone through a rebrand. And during that presentation, which was focused on partnerships, which was all was fantastic, and I feel like we could do an episode on that as well, but you shared all of your business history, some of it which I didn't realize. And so you've had businesses and they've had business names, but you are now going to be, or you are, yep, Katrina McCarter. So how did that happen?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. You're right. I kicked off in business in 2011 with my first business. I had an online shopping website, grew that to a fairly large community, and I sold that business in 2016 and started a marketing to mums consulting business, marketing and research consulting. I added to that in 2018, I think I added to that. I started doing partnership mastery, where I'm actually training entrepreneurs and small business owners on how to, on the skill of partnerships. And I guess, and I also had my speaker business. And I guess what I was finding out there is that people would meet me and then they'd want to go on and refer someone into me, but they didn't know how to describe me. Mm. It was like, is Katrina the marketing to mums person? Is Katrina the partnership mastery guru? Is Katrina the Katrina McCarter, the speaker? And I felt like there was confusion in the marketplace. And one of the things that I really know as a marketer is that a confused customer never buys.
Mm.
So I went, you know, I'm putting my business at risk here by having all of these diverse offerings and diverse brands. I wanted that diversity. That diversity brings me a great deal of joy. I like doing different things. But I needed to work out a way that that I could remove that confusion in the marketplace. So it really took me some time. I probably sat on it for a good 2, possibly 3 years.
Mm.
But I made the call, I'd probably say about a year ago, that I was going to come under my own name. So I'm katrinamccarter.com. And under that is my speaker business, is my marketing to mums work, is my partnership mastery work. But it's also got all my private coaching, all my consulting, all the programs that I run, and my speaking is all housed under that one brand. So it's really my umbrella brand, and it's what I lead out to the market with.
I love it. When I started coaching personal brand clients, it was something that I noticed happened so often with business owners. It's like, and I love that you use, I was about to use the analogy, the umbrella too. And it's like, but I feel like it's like you've got the umbrella and you've got the points of the umbrella, and the points of the umbrella are all the different things you do, but we're underneath the umbrella trying to like go, oh, I'm here now and I'm here now and I'm under this point and I'm under this point, as opposed to like we flip the umbrella up the other way and you're holding the handle up and you're at the top of the umbrella because you're the one who, and then you do all these things and it's leading with who you are.
Yeah, very much.
And what you offer, as opposed to us trying to fit under all these hats and roles and titles or businesses. And it is, it's overwhelming.
And I get, I really hear what you say there. I think that that umbrella analogy is fantastic. And I think that that's why you heard in my introduction, I didn't talk about marketing to mums. I didn't talk about my partnership mastery work. What I did is I talked about what I deliver.
Yeah.
And what I deliver is that absolute clarity, outrageous confidence, and true commercial success. That is really ultimately the prize that I give my clients. I do that through various means.
Yes.
Depending on what their circumstances are.
It's what we get. It gets so, you get so confused by it. And I think even people who are in jobs as well, or in roles, because they lead with the role. And it's like, I didn't ask you your, well, we do. We ask the question, what you do. And I hate that question. I'm like, ask me who I am. Talk to me as a person. You know, like you and I connected over travel and business. But, you know, it was like, oh, you're doing interesting things like walking Lyra Pinter. And I already knew you as a business person, but I was like, oh, I'm really interested in what this lady's up to. And then got to see, you know, your sort of journey, and that was like, oh, okay, I'm really, I want to know what she, and then when the rebrand came, I was like, yes, this is, you know, this is juicy. I love it. And it's like, you, I love that you talked about how long it took you, because I think people watching just see that happen overnight. And then when they're going through the process are like, oh, well, I've just got to change my website and do all the things. And, you know, and I'll just emerge as this, as this new brand. I mean, it's not a new brand. It's you just stepping into you, but
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, look, it is quite a process. I think I was looking for the white space. I was very much looking at, you know, parts of what I was doing was getting busy and getting fairly competitive. There were new players coming into the market. And so I think that I was looking for what was going to be that next thing. And I knew that that was just going to bring more complexity and diversity into my business. And I knew that that was going to increase confusion. So where I actually found my white space was in me, was actually in leading with my own name. And that gave me the flexibility that I can shift and evolve, because one of the things that's super important to me is that variety. And that I'm constantly evolving, and I want whatever I do to be able to grow with me. And who better than that than me? So that really cemented it for me, was that it gave me a lot of freedom, is actually what I'm finding with the rebrand. So that's been one of the unexpected bonuses, is that I've really found that white space in claiming my own name.
Oh, I love the way you've described that. And it's interesting, because I had a coach in 4 years ago, and she spoke to this, but I wasn't ready to hear it. And now it's landing. So I, at the time, I was changing what I was offering, which was a huge thing to do. And she probably would have given me the guidance to work under my own name. She was giving us all that guidance. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready. I had the business. That was fine. And then all of a sudden it drops in, and it's like, oh, okay. It's like, aha. But it still takes time. Like that aha happened for me in November, and it's still, you know, I'm still going through that process of getting to that point. So I'm so fascinated in your journey.
Well, I'm 12 years in for me to go, I've come in under my own name. So look, it definitely is a process.
Yes. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of, I don't know how you felt about it, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but there is that little bit of, well, I think there's one expectation. I know that I came from the era of, like, when I started my business, you had to have a business name. People weren't really working under their name then. So that's just what you did. And so then there's that shift, that undoing of having had the business name, or letting go of that. But then also I think there can be a fear around, well, if the brand is me, then what does that mean? Did you have it? Was there that?
Yeah, look, it was definitely confronting coming forth in my own name. I mean, you know, look, I knew people knew, you know, a number of people knew me and things like that, but it was still confronting coming through in my own name. But I think what really drove me was that I was feeling constricted in my brand, in my business names. They felt too limiting for me for some of the things that I'm wanting to do. And so that really kind of gave me the jolt that I needed. I don't like feeling like I don't have choice. I like one of my key assets I know that I offer is my versatility. And I felt somewhat boxed in coming under business names. So as I said, the immense freedom that I'm feeling under my own name has been very liberating.
Oh, yes. And there are a lot of now defined as multi-passionate entrepreneurs out there. And
I like, you know, that multi-passionate. Yes, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur.
Yeah, because, you know, and as you can be and as you should be, but people, I feel like a lot of people, like our audiences want to box us. They want to put us into a category, or people, when you're, especially at an event, you meet someone and they want to put you into a category. And I know that people go, oh, so now you offer this. So like, you do that now. And it's like, yeah, but I still do this thing too. And they go, oh, but now you're doing this. And it's like, yeah, well, I can offer more than one thing, but they want you to, oh, so, you know, you're the copywriter or the marketing or the social media or the coach or the speaker or the this. And it's like, kind of, why are we doing ors? Can't we be ands?
Ands. Yeah. 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 I'm also conscious. I agree with you there, but I'm also conscious that I'm very much a niche marketer as well. And a lot of the direction that I give my clients is around niche marketing as well. I think that there is nothing wrong with really honing in on a particular niche, because that's about owning a market and like sitting in that lane can be incredibly effective. And I very much found that in with marketing to mums, like it's been very, very successful. But I think for me, as a business owner, there were other things that I was wanting to do as well, where I needed to step outside of marketing to mums and go into some other areas, some other niches. And it's when you've got these kind of multiple niche areas that then I think that the confusion arises, which is what I've experienced. And now I know that there will be other niches that I will probably, you know, wander down into. Well, not wander. I don't wander anywhere. I'm very intentional and very, very strategic. But I mean, there could be ones in the future, and having the personal brand really allows me to go and explore those, and that's the exciting bit for me. Well, I mean, case in point. I have a real interest, we've spoken about it already, a real interest in frequent flyer points. I've been very, very late to the party, but I have set myself a goal to use my business expenses to drive my personal travel from next year onwards forevermore. And it's not making additional business expenses. It's just being really smart in the ways that I'm choosing to pay my business expenses. I've started, you know, I ran two webinars last week on it. Yeah. I'm running another webinar today on it. I will be giving it a rest. I will say having it under my own name, I had the freedom to do that. It would not have made any sense to my audience if I came in and did a webinar on how to hack your frequent flyer points if I was under marketing to mums.
Yes.
So that's the level of freedom that it's providing me.
Oh, and I very much love this conversation. I was in two minds last night because I have a goal to fly back business class from India later in the year after my retreat. But then I'm also like, we're going on a family trip to Sydney soon. And I was like, oh, but I also I like to use the points for my son and my husband. And I'm like, oh.
You just need to find a really good deal where you can triple hack.
Yeah, well, you gave me one the other day. So
I'm going to show you another one in the webinar later on today.
Ooh, yeah. Well, and that's so true. I love that you said that because I know that travel is really something that's interesting to me. And, you know, when you start to, it's a part of my life and it's part of my business. But then you get the people going, oh, so you run a travel business, or how does the travel business fit in? And it's like, well, it doesn't necessarily, but it's part of me. And so something, you know, trying to describe that has always been interesting. But I liked what you said about the niches too. And I think niching, some people feel like it's that can be quite limiting and the way that they niche. And so you're obviously the expert on this, but like, I liked what you say, but like, you can almost have a niche for the offer and you have a niche for this offer. You could have a niche for that offer, but the way you niche as well, I used to always think of it as only demographic as opposed to like the type of person and their wants and their interests and the people that I work with.
Yeah. It can very much, you can niche under mindset. As well, but I'm a massive advocate for niching, and there's absolutely nothing wrong at all with sticking with one niche and going really hard after it and really owning that. And you will own it. You are far more likely to have success than someone that goes off and runs multiple niches. I truly believe that. I have gone off and chosen to do multiple niches, and that's really for personal satisfaction for me. That's what drives me. So it's very much a personal choice. But yeah, there's nothing wrong at all with going really hard after one.
I think, but like what you were saying about the freedom before, I think for me it was always like if I choose this one thing, I can only do that one thing forever with these one people, and that's it forever.
And some people do that very successfully.
Yeah, but that's their personality and their style of business. And I love what the message I'm getting through a lot of what you're saying today is that freedom to choose and the freedom to change. Because I know a lot of my clients feel so, and I even went through the process when, as I said, I went through the shift. It's like, but I've been saying this all this time. This is the way I've introduced myself. This is what I've been offering. What are people going to think when I start saying I'm doing this? I can tell you the care factor was very little. it was like, oh, well done you. That's great. Or some people are like, oh, you're running a business. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, it's very important and very big to us. But like you said, the confusion was just mounting, the confusion for my audience, the confusion for me. And then it's like, I'm coming back around to that point again. It's that.
Yeah. It's really important that if you have have a client that does not know how to reintroduce you to someone else to make a referral, you've got confusion in your marketplace. And I even found that, like, I might be going somewhere, might be going to a networking event, and it's like, well, how am I going to introduce myself tonight? You know, what's the audience? And you know, I could very much tailor my introduction based on who the audience was, whether it was more a marketing to mums, whether more a speaking audience, whether it was more a partnership mastery. But I went over time that I really wanted to just centralize everything. I really wanted to simplify my business. I'm in my 50s. I work 4 days a week. I'm really about building a really high quality lifestyle business. That's really what I'm chasing. I'm not into massive scaling. It's not what I'm here to do. And I want to make sure that I'm doing that well. And I wanted to really have some simplicity in what I was doing.
And what I'm hearing there, and it's something I just think so important and that we forget about, is that you're making this business work for you.
Absolutely.
You're going to serve your clients.
Choice. Yeah.
But you're the one working in it. So
yeah,
why would it work for you?
Absolutely. We constantly hear messages, you know, you've got to scale, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. That's not of interest to me. I'm really clear about what my measure of success is. What does success look like for me? I'm really clear what that looks like. So I'm not distracted by when people come to me and go, oh, you really need to scale this up, you could do so much with it. It's like, yeah, look, I'm sure that I probably could, but that's not what I want. How success looks for me is very different than how it might be. It's not just about money for me. It's about all sorts of things. And I think that we need to start by really having a look at, what does success look like for us? How do we measure success? That's going to allow us to get rid of a lot of that white noise that exists out there of people telling us, you know, what needs to happen, what we need to be doing, what we're missing out on. We get clear on our success, it makes it so much easier to work out our own pathway.
Well, and it's also those vanity metrics, isn't it? It's either like the six figure, or it's saying this title, or I've got this many followers, or I've done this thing, or, you know, to be able to say that I've done those things. You've done some of those things. I know, having the speaker and the author and having those things under your belt. But, you know, like you said, it's like, do I really want to, you know, I've asked you about writing another book. It's like, do I really want to do that? Do I want to?
I am. I'll answer it. And I had a very long conversation over our coffee. And yes, we talked a lot about points, but we did hit on the book. It's been some years since I've released a book, and I'm looking. I'll probably put it out there publicly first time. I'm looking to release something in 2025.
Well, I'm happy about that. I'm excited. I feel like when I get my first book out there, I'm going to have seven out there. So it's very exciting to me. But I did hear I heard a little sort of something about that in the partnerships.
So 2025, I think I'm not ready for it next year, but the year after, I think I'll be ready to come out with something new.
And that's okay, because it's what you want. And I've got this colleague, and I'm pushing her at the moment, because I keep saying, she's talking about what the audience wants or what the market wants. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But like, what do you want to do? Because you could always create a business or create a service that could meet the market need. But it's like, do you want to be doing that? And can you continue to deliver that? And what does success look like? What does your business look like for you? I think it's so important. And having a successful business is great, and having a profitable business and having, you know, that's
having
awesome,
a profitable business is important.
Yeah.
Because it allows us to sustain what we're doing and have choices. But how you choose to run that is your call. I always start my clients with, when we start working together, is just getting really clear on what their objectives are.
Yes.
Is often a lot of those are business objectives, but I also like to include at least one personal objective. I want to know, you know, it's all one life. What are we doing in other areas as well?
Oh, I love it. I love how you're bringing everything together. together and just seeing your journey. I think it's probably been about a year since you did Laura Pinter. Yeah, because I did.
It was this time last year. I did the Laura Pinter. I was only reflecting on it recently. It was the start of quite a transformation for me. And I bought myself an Akubra at the end of doing the Laura Pinter hike, and that is my proud trophy, and I really need to deck it out and wear it again soon. But I've just signed up for another hike in September. So I'm kind of getting excited that I'm off again soonish.
Yeah. And I love that, you know, seeing you share those things, and this is where I'm so passionate with personal brand is, you know, getting to know you, getting to see your journey, you know, learning more and more about your business. Like, I already knew you were running phenomenal businesses, but all your area of expertise and getting to experience the full breadth of that. And all that experience over all those years, because that's why you're here where you are today, and you're really in that and really sharing it.
Yeah, life's short. It's all one life. I don't have the barriers that I used to have between business and personal life that I've previously held. I really made a significant shift over that over the last 12 to 18 months, and I'm really enjoying it. So I am sharing a lot more than I ever have, and because that's, you know, authentic. I mean, that's who I am now.
I'm incredibly grateful for it. And I know this episode is going to be so empowering. It's going to be one that I share with any new client who's feeling all those feelings and going through that path. And as I said, personally, I really appreciate it because you're definitely leading a path forward for me as well. So thank you for sharing today.
Thank you, Emma. That's such a lovely thing to say. It's an absolute pleasure. Love getting together for a chinwag, and really great to meet your community. Thanks for listening.
We always have to have a time limit because we did have like a coffee for 2 hours, but yeah. Please tell us how can we connect with you? How can we go and see Katrina McCarter?
Well, probably there's a couple of ways. Instagram, Katrina.McCarter. LinkedIn is a great way to get me, which is my personal profile, which is Katrina McCarter. And I also actually share I connect with a lot of business people on my personal Facebook page, because as I said, it's all one life. So I'm Katrina Koo McCarter on Facebook.
Thank you so much. And I'm very excited. I guess we'll be having you back on when the book launches or before. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be something in between.
Wow, that's some accountability. Probably just what I need. Thank you very much, Emma.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.